The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good morning, everyone. Good day. And We're coming now to the very end of this series on the Satipatthana Sutta, and there's a practice that is offered by the Buddha for the purposes of ending sorrow, limitation, suffering, distress, for the purification of beings, for the attainment of nibbana, or liberation. It's designed to address some of the most fundamental existential issues of that humans can have. And while it's sometimes taught, in the modern world, mindfulness at least, is taught for stress reduction, the Satipatthana discourse is really being taught here for the highest realization of the end of suffering. And in this regard, it's often and traditionally, this practice of Satipatthana is considered to be the best practice to have as a person is dying. So to learn this practice well and have it close at hand, and then as we're dying, to have this available, to know, to value it, to be able to do it with some ease, not as a forceful practice, but as almost as a natural expression of life as we're dying. And there's a teachings that the Buddha gave to his son that he said that if someone cultivates mindfulness, in this case he was talking about mindfulness of the breathing, that a person will know their last inhale and last exhale as it ceases, as it ends. The tradition says that this means that the person will die calmly, but I believe it's deeper than that, that there's something about being calmly present for one, and really present for one's last breath, without being afraid, without being angry, without being distressed, is a phenomenal opportunity, phenomenally wonderful and important way to die. And so the question for this meditation for you is that what is it about being present for the end of, especially the exhale, but the end of the inhale, the end of the exhale, as if it's one's last exhale, one's last inhale, and that one follows it all the way out calmly. And what's available there in terms of letting go, in terms of peace? What is it? And that's kind of the question I'd like to leave you for here at the for this meditation, is that as you settle down and are present, what might there be there with riding, tracking the ending of the inhale, the ending of the exhale, that is invaluable at the time of dying? The ceasing, the letting go, the releasing. And perhaps during this sitting, with all that we've done now these months on Satipatthana and being present for our experience, maybe there can be this question that you engage in with every exhale, every inhale. What is it? What is it about that exhale? What happens there? What's available there? What's the possibility there? What is it that is so important, so valuable, that the Buddha is pointing to. And I suggest that if you take this up as a way of being present today, this question, that you don't answer it analytically, you don't answer it cognitively so much, that might come as a byproduct, but rather in the stillness of the mind. The answer is in the stillness and the silence and the peacefulness. But have the question and see what comes. And then we'll just sit here today quietly. And you have had lots of instructions here and guidance. And today, you're left here with yourself and your own breathing. sitting here as if each exhale will be your last exhale ever. Being there fully for the exhale and the letting go. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, what place of quiet, stillness is available for you at the end of the exhale, or any place at all? That be a valuable way to sit next to someone who's dying, to be present for them with care and value and kindness, with love, and as they're about to take their last breath, and to use the analogy of the last breath maybe highlights the preciousness of life, the value, ever-present value, of showing up and being present for what is here, for the people in our lives, not distracted, not caught in the hindrances, maybe not caught up in judgments and projections, but to be able to be present, really present with a quiet heart, quiet mind, at times is one of the best, deepest ways to find our deep connection to each other, whether we know it or not. We are, in fact, deeply connected. And perhaps a Satipatthana practice can help us to sit freely, peacefully, intimately with that connection, free of clinging. And with care, may we care for everyone, all the people suffering, all the people going through this human life. May it be that they are happy. May it be that they find safety. May it be that they find peace. May it be that they find freedom. May we live for the welfare and benefit and care of everyone we encounter.